I would be ungrateful this morning if I didn't express my appreciation for walking in the shadow of two great and holy men, Bishop Brown and Bishop Peterson, and for letting you know that I have a personal witness that J. Richard Clark is a suited companion for these great men. This morning, I have the assignment from Bishop Brown to discuss employment responsibilities. 6 months ago, Bishop Peterson discussed employment. Sometime back, a mother took her son Freddie to the LDS hospital. And after the surgery, that evening at 7 o'clock, she went to the head nurse and said, "I would like you to check on Freddie every half hour." And the head nurse said, "Well, I'll do my best, but you know we have other things to do. We'll check on him regularly." And the mother said, "Well, then I'll stay here if you will not check on him every half hour." Finally, the head nurse said, "Well, I personally then will check on him every half hour so you can go." So the mother left, and then at 7:30, the nurse made her way down the long wing of the LDS hospital, the very last room, and she stuck her head in the door, and she said, "Freddie, how are you?" And he said, "I'm fine, thank you." She made her way all the way back down to the central station, which is quite a walk, and it was almost 8 o'clock, and she turned her way back, went to the room a second time, and at 8:30, and at 9 o'clock, and 9:30, and 10 o'clock, and finally, she thought she wasn't getting anything done except walking back and forth to Freddie's room. And so she decided to use the intercom. So she pressed the button on the intercom to his room, and she said, "Freddie, are you okay?" Not a sound. "Freddie, are you all right?" Nothing. "Freddie, speak to me, are you okay?" And a very timid voice said, "Yes, Wal, what do you want?" I think as we talk about unemployment, and Bishop Peterson discussed it last time and me this morning, we do not think we're talking to the wall, but repetition is a good teacher. We constantly teach, and it has been taught from the beginning, that a man should be completely self-reliant and able to take care of himself and his family. This is an eternal and true principle. Many in the church have attained such total self-reliance. Each individual has the responsibility to take care of his own employment needs. Yet sometimes, as quorum or ward leaders, we consider this principle and withdraw from our responsibility, feeling that the individual can work out his own problems. The fact is that we have a great responsibility to help us to understand and fulfill that responsibility. There are two principles regarding employment that I should like to discuss. One, it is true that the individual must be self-reliant. Two, this does not relieve the quorum and other ward members from their immediate obligation to that individual. Whenever a person in the ward is unemployed, the individual has primary responsibility to locate another job. Where he is unable to find a job, his family should help. Quorum and ward assistance should be offered in the very beginning when the individual is first out of work. The longer the time between the loss of one's job and the finding of another, then the more difficult it is to find work. Several things are involved. The individual loses his confidence. Pressures, mental, physical, and financial, clutter the mind, and thinking becomes clouded. Image of self-worth is reduced significantly with each passing day. The stigma placed upon the one seeking employment by the community and potential employers is, if he had anything on the ball, he would have a job. He must have some hang-ups. I dare not hire him. The longer the period of unemployment, the harder it is for the individual to go back to work, even if he has an opportunity. In a talk entitled Freedom, a Terrible Risk by Harvey Jacobs, he related the following. In a Japanese novel of several years ago, the main character, wandering in a strange village, becomes trapped in the bottom of a sand pit. Food and water are lured to him, but no ladder. He wants out desperately. He begs his captors to let him go. He tries to bargain with them, but nothing works. Months pass. The begging, the scheming becomes a way of life. After a long time, he is granted what he wants, what he has been striving for with all his will, day and night, the freedom to come out of his pit and go on his way, incomplete freedom. Suddenly, he is afraid. He is alarmed by the prospect of facing the world without protection. He could get lost, he thinks. In his little pit, he was at least sheltered from unknown harm. Now he understands that freedom is not a reward, but a terrible risk. Those of us who have never been out of work would find it difficult to understand the mental anxiety and loss of confidence that comes from a long period of unemployment. Plato said, the very most important part of any project is the very beginning. Now, what can be done by the quorum and ward to solve employment needs by members, and how do we do it? Stake presence in bishops. Instruct your stake and ward welfare services committee in employment matters, particularly the principles we outline in these welfare conferences. Quorum presidents and bishops, contact the members immediately as soon as you know he is out of work. Do not wait until Sunday. Counsel those who are unemployed to do the following. some of these suggestions might not be locally applicable. The principles are universal. Use every personal resource possible. Resolve to work at looking for a job. Get up every morning at 7 a.m. Shower, clean up, have prayer and breakfast, and leave at a.m. to look for a job. Spend several hours each day looking for a job. What to do while endeavoring to find a job? Make out a resume which has a professional appearance. Quorum Reward resources may assist in filling out a resume. If appropriate, send a resume, depending on the type of work in which you're interested, to executive search firms or place it in the hands of prospective employers. Check companies or businesses in which you have had experience. Call and make appointments. Review the Help Wanted section of the paper. Even papers from other communities if you don't mind moving. Check with employment agencies. Check telephone directories for a list of companies in the field of your employment skills. Visit family or other acquaintances who may know of an opening. Take a period of time, at least 30 minutes, to pray and meditate about where you may be able to find employment. You will be inspired and directed. Read materials that increase your faith and confidence, scripture, success motivation books. Plan an outline exactly what the course of action will be for the next day's searching for a job. Here again is an excellent opportunity for one or more resource persons to do some creative thinking and dialoguing with the unemployed. Dress appropriately for the interview. This gives confidence and creates a first good impression. Be willing to start at the bottom and work up. Be willing to prove to yourself to a new employer. Pay tithing, even though it may be all the money you have. The Lord's blessings are needed, and this is one way of assuring them. Quorum presidents and bishops, talk with the unemployed individual and rebuild the individual's self-image. Instruct him, as previously listed. Lay your hands on his head and give him a special blessing where such is requested. Make the resources of the ward and quorum available as needed. If work does not come at first, stay close to the unemployed individual so he can have someone with whom he can review his frustrations and keep him thinking positively. Call in as many resource persons as necessary to help. The greatest resource, of course, is the combined talents of the quorum. Each quorum member should be involved by assignment to assist in finding jobs. There may be occasions that warrant the quorum members assisting while the individual retools through vocational training, or the quorum may be called upon to assist in setting a member up in business. The great blessing of the quorum and the ward is that instead of one person feeling lost and alone, he will feel that there are 100 people or more working to help him find a job. The Ward Welfare Services Committee discusses the needs of the individual. Each member of the quorum or group presidency immediately involves quorum or group members to help locate employment. Thus, the entire priesthood becomes involved by assisting in trying to locate job openings. In 1937, Elder Harold B. Lee said, "It must surely be apparent to all that every step the unemployed person takes away from the circle of his quorum carries him that much further from possible employment. When necessary, get the entire ward involved. When we do, we have 100 times more exposure. We have 100 times more chance for success. It is one thing to talk about a problem and another thing to actually contribute to the solution. Ward Welfare Services Committee are organized to get results. A quorum and ward totally united in fasting and prayer and works on behalf of one individual in need of work will produce miracles." A convict was being escorted by two armed guards down a hall between a row of cell blocks. One of the inmates asked him where he was going. "To the electric chair," he responded. "Well, more power to you, boy." We have power when we involve the quorum and the ward. Every ward should have a functioning employment system. It includes the individual, the quorum, the ward, the stake, the region, community resources available. Some areas have church employment centers, but these are organized to compensate for a lack of total quorum and ward commitment. This is because the priesthood have not accepted and are not living or functioning the way the Lord would have us. In the past, the process from quorum to ward to stake to the region has been too slow. Not because the principle is wrong, but priesthood leaders are not functioning properly in this area of their stewardship. Jobs are lost due to time lag between employment needs being matched with employment opportunities. We as a people do not understand the quorum organization yet. When we do, we will find there will be a power surge through the church that will electrify the world. The priesthood quorum is the Lord's organization for the brotherhood of men and brethren in the kingdom. The quorum is to function primarily to assist quorum member in spiritual growth and development. The temporal welfare of every Corps member is also the responsibility of every other Corps member, There is a holy brotherhood and a good quorum that draws the members together with bands stronger than steel. The quorum is a brotherhood of charity, wherein the pure love of Christ prevails. When this charity pervades all that is done, then every member has a Christ-like interest in every other member. Quorum members feel the weight of the burden which is carried by their unemployed brother as though they themselves were unemployed. They are motivated to action. The correlation and efforts of the quorum are directed by the quorum president. The bishop, through his counselor, responsible for personal welfare matters, has the duty to correlate employment-finding activities outside of the quorums. God bless you, our beloved leaders, to have the charity for the unfortunate, which charity is the true love of Christ. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.